This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Yemen's warring parties met Sunday for the fourth day of UN-sponsored peace talks in Sweden. At issue, the airport in rebel-held Sana'a, which has been closed since August 2016 by order of the Saudi-led government and the coalition there, leaving the rebel-held north to rely on the Red Sea port of Hodeidah. Alam Payan is director of the Middle East Studies Center at Ohio State University.
The Sana'a airport and the Hodeidah port city are controlled by the Houthi rebels. And without their cooperation or total defeat, this is not possible to really open the Hodeidah port, which is kind of like a lifeline for the whole country of the Yemen.
4-year civil war has killed tens of thousands, made Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with 22 of 29 million population at risk of starvation and in need of medicines. China has summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, chief financial officer and daughter of the founder of the telecom giant Huawei. The U.S. asked Canada to detain Meng on a layover flight through Canada and extradite her to the U.S. to stand trial on fraud charges. There are also allegations Meng broke U.S. laws prohibiting trade with Iran. All of this has affected global financial markets and potentially could affect U.S. trade talks with China. A helicopter crashed in eastern Sudan, leaving at least 5 local officials on board dead. No details about the circumstance of the crash near the border with Ethiopia are available. Also, there's no word on whether there are any survivors. The accident came days after a military helicopter crash caught fire landing in Darfur. All passengers were rescued. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron will address the nation later today, responding to the yellow vest protesters who had held massive demonstrations across the country over the past 4 weekends. We asked Paris-based journalist Catherine Field what she might say, or what he might say, to the French people.
He has already said before that he will not reinstate any of the tax cuts that he's introduced. He said that he will not let the budget deficit grow anymore. He said that the country has to be on more of a positive economic and ecological footing. So what he can do is really hard to say.
Before his Monday evening address, President Macron plans to meet with union officials, local lawmakers, and business leaders for talks on formulating a response to the sometimes violent protests that have rocked the country. Since the unrest began in November, 4 people have been killed in protest-related incidents. The debate over future relations with the European Union has continued in the British Parliament as criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's plan continued from within her Conservative coalition and the opposition. Former Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab says he expects May's Brexit deal will be voted down.
I think it's important that we change direction. This deal will have been rejected. It could still be remedied if the EU were willing to look again, particularly at the backstop, and particularly making clear that we had transitioned to a free trade agreement, not this sort of hybrid of a customs union and single market.
The Brexit vote in Parliament is set for Tuesday. Returns so far from Armenia's snap parliamentary election show the country's new prime minister's bloc with a commanding lead, an outcome that would further consolidate his power. Nikol Pashinyan took office in May after spearheading massive protests that forced his predecessor to step down. He had pushed for an early vote to win control of a parliament that was dominated by political foes. He spoke with voters on Sunday.
I can say that we have reached already our general goal. And it is really free, transparent and democratic elections. And democracy, it's our general goal to reach. And I think we have already reached that goal. And our general goal for future is to strengthen institutionally Armenian democracy.
A former journalist turned politician, Pashinyan has won broad popularity, tapping into public anger over widespread poverty, high unemployment, and rampant corruption in the country. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.